This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As State of the City addresses go, the one given yesterday by Newark's Mayor Cory Booker was quite a performance. Booker gave a speech that often rose to a shout, and his delivery was so impassioned, Booker had to pause at one point to wipe the sweat from his brow. During this recession, when many State of the State and State of the City addresses are sobering assessments of the economic difficulties that lie ahead, Mayor Booker talked about how Newark is rising. Andrew Meyer, a talk show host and reporter at WBGO in Newark, heard the speech and spoke with Booker and joins me now. Hello, Andrew.
Hi there, Amy.
As I mentioned, Booker's theme was that the city is rising. He was riffing off of a poem by Maya Angelou. Let's hear a little part of his speech.
All over our city, there is a rising going on. Not just the bricks and mortar of new buildings and new homes, but the spirit of Newark. A spirit of hope, a spirit of faith, a spirit of praise and determination is rising.
Who is Booker addressing? This sounds very much like a pep talk, and I'm wondering who he was, who his audience was.
Well, Amy, I really think that he was reaching out to everyone in the city. And if you look at the 1 hour and 20 minutes worth of the speech here, you can really break it down into three parts. There's the sobering reality check, the reality of the economy. There's the laundry list of everything that he's got planned, his administration has in the works, from the grand rhetorical, the big development projects, down to the programs that will really help the individuals in the city. And of course, as you just heard from the clip, the almost fire and brimstone delivery style of really almost a sermon, trying to energize the people in the city. So I really think he was trying to get the ears of everybody out there.
He mentioned a couple of development projects that seem to be moving ahead despite the economic downturn. Tell us more about them.
Well, there are plans for a number of market rate apartment buildings here in the downtown core. And the whole idea behind this really is to try and establish something more than the 9-to-5 culture that currently exists in the downtown area. One of them is being proposed by NJPAC, the Performing Arts Center, and would include an artist component where it would make affordable apartments available to artists. There's another one that's being proposed by a development group, which includes Shaquille O'Neal. The big question is, though, when are we going to see shovels in the ground on these projects and more? The Shaquille O'Neal project we heard about, I think, going back a year ago.
This was his third State of the City speech, and yet with all of the passion and fire and brimstone, it sounded like his first, you know, really trying to motivate Newark into a new era beyond that of longtime Mayor Sharp James. What's changed in Newark over these last 3 years?
There's a real sense that we've moved away from the, I would say, almost provincialism that existed under former Mayor Sharp James. The city was really at his beck and call, and I think we have a more egalitarian form of government here where you don't have to be a friend of the mayor in order to get something done here.
Are Newarkers really seeing a difference in public safety on a day-to-day basis?
I don't think that's easily answered with a yes or no response. Definitely, as far as violent crime is concerned, there is no question about it. Murders way down last year. And I think overall, crime is down, but there's still the perception in neighborhoods that more can be done. Newark, like many, many metropolitan areas, still struggling with a gang problem here.
What didn't he talk about last night that's on people's minds?
I would almost say the New Jersey Nets. Now, he did have a quick reference to the Nets, but the big question right now, one of the big questions in the city, is what's going to happen with the Nets? They're waiting for their arena to be built in Brooklyn. But many people are saying, look, you've got this brand new sports arena right in downtown Newark where the Devils are playing, the New Jersey Devils. This would be an ideal location to bring the Nets. It's ready to go. They can just walk in and it's there. So there's a lot of speculation about whether or not that team is going to end up here. Mayor Booker is holding his cards very tight to the vest on this one. We've pressed him time and time again. And he'll just say that his staff would be very angry with him if he was to tip any details. But he says there are discussions going on there.
WBGO's Andrew Meyer, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.